And it's my regret, Madam Speaker, that I couldn't look across the aisle today and speak for the shamelessness of the state of affairs in national security, in particular the police service. The Honourable Leader of the Opposition, former Prime Minister, I've been told and advised, has never one day yet set his foot into the Ministry of National Security, where I now serve. I'm the first resident Minister of National Security who does it frequently, not once. He cannot tell when last he went to the prisons of Belle-Isle to see the conditions. The Public Health Department of St. Vincent de Grenadines closed down the old Montrose police station because the sewer water was falling in the food preparations in the kitchen. Women in this country sit on toilet bowls without seats. I went to the barracks at the band room and saw females standing with their mattress in their hand and asked for their bed. And they said 3 years ago it was taken and carried to the training school. They sleep on a mattress on the ground. The bedpost in Calico, down the road, go to the floor because it's termite infested. There's no solidity. From officers to men, they live and sleep in squalor across St. Vincent and the Grenadines.